Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
You can call or text 617-655-1234. We'd love to know what you're getting into over the weekend. Again, 617-655-1234. How about you, Kennedy? What are you doing this weekend?
I don't have very much planned, and it's like a long weekend. I don't have very much planned.
I got an idea for you.
No.
Why not? Oh, it'd be so much fun. Dan, this is what I said to Kennedy this morning, because Kennedy came in wearing her Cubs shirt.
Yep. Go Cubs, go.
Yeah, because we're game five tomorrow night.
And where is game five, Kennedy?
I don't know. Let me double check.
Probably Milwaukee, right?
Is
it? They've been in Wrigley for the past two, so they're going back. Chicago Cubs at Milwaukee Brewers.
How long was the flight? You were just in Milwaukee.
It's a couple hours.
It's your new hometown. Why not hop a flight tomorrow, go to the Cubs game tomorrow night, and then come back on Sunday?
Here's why. Because when I was there, they lost. The two times I didn't watch the game, they won.
That doesn't matter.
If it was you, you would not be saying that.
I bet there's a Cubs bar somewhere in Boston you could go to and be around like-minded people who like Chicago Beefs and the Cubs.
Cubs bar Boston?
Don't look it up.
Why?
Because we're on the radio. Let somebody text it into us. Don't look it up. She already looked it up.
Of course I did. I'm faster than you.
We think she listens to you?
Yes, okay. Whatever you say, sir.
Go to Milwaukee and watch a Cubs game. Wear all your Cubs gear. I bet there'll be Cubs fans on the plane. You'll meet Cubs fans rolling into the city. And then we can live vicariously through you.
I saw something here on the Facebook. I just did a search and somebody said, looking for advice for the best place for Chicago and stuck in Boston to watch the Cubs game. First guy, ESPN.
That sounds like Boston, yeah.
Thanks, like, friends.
You can watch it at home. Go Sox.
You guys should all be Cubs fans right now, is all I'm trying to say. I mean, we are kind of kindred spirits, are we not?
Let's get Mary from Bedford. Good morning.
Good morning.
Kennedy?
Yeah.
Be advised, it is girls' weekend.
Let's get it.
It is. Yes, I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Where are we going? What are we doing?
We are headed up to Acadia, and tomorrow we're going to an Oktoberfest. Last year, I won the beer stein holding contest, so this year I'm going to throw the kegger, I think.
Wow.
You won the beer stein holding contest?
I did. I held it out for 12 minutes straight.
Shut up.
Mary, what are your traps like?
I mean, well, you know.
12 minutes.
It was super fun.
I've hosted these before. I've never seen somebody go over like two.
You're an athlete.
Wow. Go get them.
Yeah.
Did you chug the stein after you won? Is that customary?
I did. I did go get some beer put in it. Yes, I did.
Well, have so much fun.
Yeah, I'm dying to go to Acadia. I've never been.
It's gorgeous.
Are you guys sleeping like a tent or a cabin?
We're sleeping in a yurt.
I love a yurt.
Ooh, okay. Who all's going? Shout out the crew.
Two of my girlfriends, Sarah and Ellen, and I cannot wait.
Which one's the wild card?
Today, and off we go.
I feel like she is.
Ellen.
Oh, Ellen? Okay, yeah. We've heard that about Ellen.
She got a wild side.
No pictures, no evidence.
That's right. What happens in Acadia stays in Acadia.
That's it.
Except that stein that gets put on a mantle.
Have a great time.
You guys have a great weekend.
All right, bye, Mary.
Bye.
Every time we went up to Acadia, we stayed at that KOA Oceanside.
Mm-hmm.
It's just gorgeous. The sun sets on the water there. It's just a beautiful, beautiful spot.
I've never been.
Yeah, it's right outside of Bar Harbor. It's beautiful. It's like the views going up Cadillac Mountain and all of that are just fantastic. High school football tonight, Kennedy. High school football tonight.
We love high school football.
Friday Night Lights.
Let's get it.
Barrett goes to BC High, and they're playing St. John's Prep, which is going to be, I think, a tough game for BC High.
Mm-hmm.
They have this kid on St. John's Prep who apparently he's a quarterback, and he is kind of like, you know, Cooper Flagg and all of the hubbub around Cooper Flagg that played basketball.
No, but that's okay.
Okay. Well, they have what they call five-star recruits in mm-hmm. in high school sports.
So he's already being looked at, is what you're telling me.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be like...
Wow, that's
I think
amazing.
He's rated as like the number one quarterback in the United States.
Get out of here.
Yeah,
good
yeah,
for
yeah,
him.
Yeah. So it should be a pretty exciting night there. And then me, Lana, and Barrett are going to take a group golf lesson tomorrow.
Why would you do that?
Well, it's going to be interesting, right? It's going to be interesting.
Why would you do that?
I thought it would be fun.
Did you take group skiing lessons? No.
I thought it would be fun. I don't know.
You guys can't play Uno together without getting in a fight.
It's true. It's true.
Okay, just push record. Thank you.
Oh, yeah? You want me to get some audio and video?
Yes, because I give you 10 minutes before someone gets frustrated.
Oh, it's going to be a 90-minute lesson, too.
No, it's not. One of you is going to go on independent study before that 90 minutes is
over. Now I kind of feel bad for the instructor now that I think about it.
Tip well, sir.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.